Isaiah chapter 50. Thus says Yahweh, where is the bill of your mother's divorce, for which I have put her away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities were you sold, and for your transgressions was your mother put away. Why, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it can't redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness, their fish stink, because there is no water, and they die for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. So, I think the idea is that the Jews had gone into captivity in Babylon, and God was saying, look, I'm going to restore you. But they didn't want to go. When Cyrus said, you can all go back and I'll give you all the money you need and all that to go back, they said, we don't want to go back. And yet God is saying, look, is my hand shortened that I can't save you? Have I no power to deliver? Of course he did. It's like telling people you can live forever in God's kingdom. You can be a different person. You can live forever in the future and be different now. People say, no, I can't. But what they're really saying is that God's not strong enough to save them, and he can. And he says, look, stop going on about your mother's divorce. It's all over. In other words, yes, when Israel or Judah went into captivity in exile in Babylon, they were, as it were, divorced from God. But God is saying, look, that's all over. Forgiven, all that, that's gone. But they wanted to make that an excuse. Any excuse not to say yes to the gospel. And that is what you see with people. The Lord has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with words him who is weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord Yahweh has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away backward. I gave my back to the strikers, and my cheeks to those who plucked off the hair. I didn't hide my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord Yahweh will help me, therefore I have not been confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be disappointed. This is clearly talking about Jesus, who set his face, as it were, like a flint rock, to go to Jerusalem and die on the cross. He gave his back to the strikers, to those who were whipping him. He gave his cheeks to those who pulled his hair off. He didn't hide his face from shame and spitting. So he had a beard, as I suppose most men had beards in those days. So you can imagine him. They didn't have razors and that like we have today. And so they would have pulled the hair off his cheeks and spat at him, as we know. But he says, well, God has given me this to do, and I was not rebellious, neither did I turn backward. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said, oh, take this cup away from me, but not my will, but yours be done. So he set his face, and he says that God opened his ear morning by morning to learn about these things. And so I think that's a picture of how Jesus was, maybe as a child, as a young man, that every morning he thought about God's word and God revealed himself to him. And it's very good to start every day with Bible reading and with prayer, some quiet time with God, because this is what is needed for God to speak to us, so that morning by morning he speaks to you, so that like Jesus you set your face like a flint resolutely that I am going to carry the cross and also live the resurrection life. And so he says, he is near who justifies me. Who will bring charges against me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord Yahweh will help me. Who is he who shall condemn me? Behold, they will all become old like a garment, and the moth will eat them up. Who is among you who fears Yahweh, who obeys the voice of his servant? He who walks in darkness and has no light, let him trust in the name of Yahweh and rely on his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who adorn yourselves with torches around yourselves, walk in the flame of your fire. I think he's talking about how they used to do these meetings to worship idols with torches of fire. And so he says, walk in the flame of your fire. If this is the way you want to go, the life of idols, the life of not loving God. We'll get on with it then. And among the brands that you have kindled, and you shall have this of my hand, you will lie down in sorrow. And that is the tragic end of all those who don't want to totally commit themselves to the one true God, to Yahweh, that they will lie down in their sorrow. And as Isaiah often says about the idols, and they will be disappointed. But we don't need to be like that. We don't have to come to the end of our lives disappointed and sad, lying down in the grave in sorrow. We can lie down in the grave in the hope of resurrection of the body. If we've committed ourselves to Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life.